What's up, guys? How is everyone? Obviously, we're back for another episode of the podcast. How is everyone doing? My name is Simon. I'm the founder of Reptile Discoveries. If you don't know what Reptile Discoveries is, and obviously it says it in the name, we talk about reptiles, not just any reptiles, my reptiles. And we do get people on every now and then to talk about their stories and everything else. Next year, I'm planning on to getting a lot of people on a Thursday, and so we've got two podcasts out in a week then. We'll be talking about their stories, if they've got any animals, or if they did have animals, what was their stories like, and so on and so forth. So you get a bit of a gist in what we are planning on doing next year. Right, guys, it's something different for you this week. Obviously, we've done it a couple weeks ago or months ago where we was talking about Royal Pythons. So I thought today, where I was cleaning out the African land snails, I thought we were to be talking about my African land snails, where they come from, how to clean them out, so on so forth. So let's get on with it, shall we? Giant African land snails are native to East Africa, but they have adapted to many other countries as they have been invasive species. They can grow up to 10 inches or 25 centimeters in length in countries where they can be illegally kept. They can make good pets, as they are receive low maintenance and fascinating to watch. Finally got there. If you decide to get a giant African land snail, you need to house it, provide it hygiene care, and give it regular fresh products. I normally feed mine, if we're doing dinner, I normally give it lettuce, carrots, stuff like that, fruit and veg. I normally be fighting them because we make our own and everything's healthy. It's a lot more easier to do it that way, and I just throw it in and that goes within a couple of days anyway. So, and obviously when you do it, guys, the day before, just check in there, because any mold or anything goes in them, just launch it out and give it all fresh stuff. So finding an aquarium or a tight fitting lid. Right, I don't really stick many of mine in aquariums. I will be later this month getting some new enclosures, so if one of them's a nice size, I will be putting it in something like that. Obviously, you guys know that I have got quite a lot of them, and I have been trying to sell them, but no one is interested. So yeah, a lot of them are going to be fed off, sadly to say, to my spiders, the big ones, to Rex, and so on and so forth. But we are going to keep some. Instead of keeping the older ones, I'm going to actually keep some of the babies, one or two of them, and we're going to rehouse them that way. So we've got at least a year, maybe two, without more babies on the way. So why the snail is indigenous, it's also important that the lid of the container fits tightly, as it will climb out if it's given a chance. An aquarium works well, or really any plastic or glass container that has a tight lid. Keep wooden containers, as the splinters harm the snail. For two snails, your container will need to be at least 25.5 inches 65 centimeters by 18 inches 45 centimeters by 16 inches 40 centimeters. That is, it's fine to keep a snail alone or with a partner. However, snails are hermaphrodites, so if you have more than one in the same container, you're more likely end up with baby snails, which we have got loads of. Add your substrate now, guys. So I normally stick mine on cocoa fiber, and I normally stick some other bits inside it so they can hunt around, because obviously they like to bury themselves. The substrate is basically the flooring your snails needs to be contracted. Snails like to dirt, likes dirt, but you need to use peat free compost. Don't use what you have in your yard or garden, as it contains chemicals that will hurt your snail. Use 1 or 2 inches of the material, about 3 to 6 centimeters. Since snails like to burrow, you should provide a deep area in the tank where they can dig. It's a good idea to put a hideaway spot nearby for the snails to enjoy. So guys, I do this quite a lot as well, and they love it. Moisten the substrate. The compost you need to be kept moist for the snails to be happy. It don't need to be soaking wet, rather it just needs to be kept damp. Use a spray bottle to spray it down and keep it damp. Spray the tank lightly each day to dampen the soil and maintain proper humidity. So guys, what I normally do, because where I'm in the reptile room Monday to Friday, Fridays I do a lot more than I do in a weekday, so I make sure their water is topped up completely. If the animals need feeding extra, say like the African land snails, I put extra food in there. So any animals that need feeding, like on a basic daily basis, obviously carry that on, or I normally put extra food on so I've got family time the weekends. Obviously it doesn't mean like, yeah, forget about them for 2 days. I still come in here, check them, their water and everything else, so don't abandon them like for 2 days. Make sure they've got their water and everything else over the weekend, but I don't really get my animals out at all the weekend, because like it's family time and I would like to spend that part of the time with the family. And like I say, Monday to Friday I do as much as I can in the reptile room as well. So guys, keep your snails warm, part 4 of this. So the temperatures at each species is happiest can vary. For example, needs a tank ideally between 22 to 24 degrees Celsius, while some other snails prefer warmer at 27 to 29 degrees Celsius. The best way to achieve a warmer temperature if the room isn't warm enough is to place a heating mat or pad on the side of the snail's tank. You shouldn't place it under the tank, as this will dry out the substrate. Only place it on half the tank so the snails has somewhere to go to cool down. If need be, it also is vital that you use a thermostat with any heat pad to control the temperature ranging from the tank. Heat pads can have temperature modifiers and partially kill your snail, and are not good at controlling temperatures alone. Keep track of a minimum temperature in the tank with a thermostat in the coal side of the tank to ensure it's in the ideal range of the species you keep. So guys, my room is always, the temperature in here now is 20, is 26 Celsius, so it's perfect. And my snails are pretty cool anyway, because it never gets under 20 ever. It's always quite high in here, so I'm pretty lucky with that. Part five now, providing sunlight. Snails need some sunlight to be happy. However, indirect sunlight is best. Full sunlight is too harsh for the snails and they stay hidden. However, possibly. So yeah, mine are not. Mine are in the corner of the room, right next to the window, but in the corner, so they get a little bit of sunlight, not all. Watch for signs of unhappiness. If your snail doesn't like the conditions of its house, it will likely close itself up in its shell, creating a papery white seal at the opening. This is two main causes: a lack of humidity, called, I'm not even going to say that word, sorry guys, it's quite a big word, or a lack of warmth. If your snail is I can't even say these words, basically guys, what I'm trying to say is revise your care and see if there might be something that needs changing, and fix them. Snails will, with a few rare exceptions, destroy their seal and come out with a few days of the issue being resolved. Unless there is a serious condition of the snail's safety, never force a snail out or either of these conditions, as methods like this, put them in water can drown them, and removing the seal can by hand can very easily hurt the snail if it is stuck itself to the seal. So always leave your snail alone, and it, obviously, like I just said, it will come out eventually. Wipe down the tank when it looks dirty. When you notice the tank starts to look smirmy or dirty, it's time to wipe it down. Just use a damp cloth to wipe down the sides of the lid. I normally do this like once every 2 to 3 days. You will notice very, very quickly. Substrate weekly. You can also check for eggs during this time. Never change the substrate at all, as they need the bacteria in old substrate to stay healthy. You don't want to use cleaners or disinfectants, as the snails will absorb those through their skin. Wash your hands thoroughly after you do anything with your snails. You need to wash your hands well using warm water and soap. Scrub them at least for 20 seconds before rinsing. Though the risk is low, snails can act as as host for certain parasites. Wash your hands well is important. Protect yourself from possible parasites as well, guys. So always wash your food and everything what you give them. Feed well, balance natural foods like cucumbers and lettuce should be avoided, as they are not nutritious, but snails will enjoy a diet of vegetables and a source of protein 1 to 2 times a week. Fruit should be fed as little as possible, as it can cause health problems. The best source of protein are scrub, shrimp and mealworms, but in society raw meat can also be used. Some favorites are corn and bell peppers, as well as grapes, melons, watercress, and spinach. Always check up on the food and remove it when it goes bad, as I said before. So guys, yeah, just wash everything. It's pretty much easy. And one thing to do is, well, calcium, the snails love, because it helps with their shell to keep that hardened. Ground it up. Eggshells can also be a temporary source of it as well. Cuttlefish available, but it must lower in calcium. So yeah, it's up to you guys. Crushed up eggshells or cuttlefish, but I would say eggshells more if you're in the kitchen a lot more. So it's down to you guys. And that's going to be our podcast for today, guys. Hopefully this helps you out quite a bit if you're looking for getting a African land snail. And we will see you next time. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully that helps you out a lot more. And we will see you next week. Take it easy, guys, and I'll see you then. My name's Simon, and thank you for listening to Reptile Discoveries Off the Record.